So continue on with October. It's manufacturing month. We started the month, Craig, was it on the Friday the 3rd? We were over at Nordson Corporation, yep, with their big kickoff of that. And we've had some guests on throughout the month. Things that are happening in Lorain County relating to manufacturing, employment, looking for work. And we've got some folks here this morning that can give us some more details of what other things are happening for manufacturing month. Joining us this morning, we have with us Bill Hersig, who is the manager of technical projects and training over at Nord Advanced Technology Center at Lorain County Community College, and also with us Christopher Smith, who is the economic development specialist from the Lorain County Community Development. Gentlemen, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate this.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning, Bruce. Greg, so thanks for having us here.
Give us a little insight as to what goes on at the Nord Advanced Technology Center at the college.
Well, basically, that's our high technology, advanced technology. So, you know, your CNC programming, working with the robots. We do welding. We do electronics, electrical. We do all the components, computer-aided design and manufacturing that go into advanced manufacturing.
It's, they say, it's not your grandfather's manufacturing anymore. There's a
not
lot
anymore.
Of difference in
no,
that,
it isn't.
Too.
And we actually have one of a handful of technology centers in the state and advanced technology centers within the state. And we are actually hosting a Techno Friday this Friday, the 24th, at the Nord Advanced Technology Center. It's kind of on the south end of the campus. And we're offering computer-aided machining, computer-aided design, welding, and our fab lab. We have the fab lab is not only a fabulous lab, but it's a fabrication lab. And in there, we also have a 3D printer, among other things. So part of what this will do, it starts at 8:30 in the morning, goes till noon, and there are four different labs that you'll visit and have a chance to do the designing of some object. And then you'll manufacture it using the manufacturing equipment, so computer-aided manufacturing. Also, then be able to do some other things in the fab lab. We'll do welding, have a chance to do some different experience with welding. And that starts again at, we ask people to be there 8:25 so we can divide up into four groups. We're going to rotate through those four things. We have lots of slots available, so we want people to call in as soon as possible. Go to 440-366-7038 if you want to register by phone, or on our website www.lorainccc.edu/manufacturing month, and it's all one word, manufacturing month, and register there. Okay, there's a button, I think it's about third item down, and register there.
Is this primarily for learning, or do businesses come in and say we'd like you to do this for us, or how can you help us do this?
A little bit of both, but we are training individuals. So sometimes manufacturers will come in and ask us to train their employees or upgrade their skills. Okay. Other times we have credit courses and we have non-credit courses that we offer. We have like 1-year certificate programs, 2-year certificate programs, and so on in specialties. And so if somebody needs CNC programming, which is numerical controllers, then we can take them through that process. Now, it would take them a year to get through, but having those certificates actually gives them more value in the marketplace and gets them into a job faster and a better paying job.
And with this Techno Friday, it's kind of a little bit of a taste and insight to think, is this,
yes,
something that I would be interested in doing? It kind of gives you an idea what's really out there available for that.
Yes, correct. And there are a lot of folks who are trying to retool to find a new job because of all the different layoffs that have occurred over the years. We're encouraging the population, the public. We're not looking necessarily for only students, but general public to come in and try it and see if there's a career for them.
Also joining us this morning, Christopher Smith. You're with the Economic Development Specialist for Lorain County Community Development.
Yes.
What things are you putting together for this manufacturing month?
We've helped out in organizing a few panel discussions, which will be happening October 28th. That will be at Lorain High School as well as at JVS on the 30th. So we're bringing in a few persons that are specializing in the area of manufacturing to enlighten people and educate people about modern technology, advanced manufacturing, to hopefully encourage and get the young people more aware of what's going on today.
Get the students to understand,
absolutely,
what jobs are out there by talking to people who are actually doing it, that,
absolutely,
type of thing, too.
Yes.
What type of people are you bringing? What kind of manufacturing is out there that the students will be coming aware of?
Well, they'll get more aware of CNC, which is computer numeric controls, and then also what is kind of going on in the manufacturing companies right now. It's not necessarily, as Bill said, your grandfather's manufacturing. It's more clean. It's more, skill-oriented in terms of, high thinking and, things of that nature that the kids will have to understand. That's going to really take some, good education for them to go ahead and get into.
And you have those panels that are going to the schools, I guess, next week. Something that I was looking at on the list, too, you do have some tours coming up. Now, you had some – I know they toured SureTech, where the duct tape is made. Nordson, when we were out there, had that tour as well. I guess there's another one, General Plug. Is that – tell us about that company.
Okay, General Plug manufactures parts for the auto industry, aerospace industry, and so on. They make all kinds of different items. And so they are offering two tours on – that's on the 22nd, I believe. Is that right?
Yep.
Wednesday the 22nd. One of them is at 10 o'clock, starts at 10. The other one starts at 1, okay? And that's in their Oberlin facility. That would be at the wrong page. That was on 132 Artino Street in Oberlin, 132 Artino Street in Oberlin. But again, one is at 10 o'clock and one is at 1 o'clock. And again, they would register for that by calling William Willis at 440-284-4296 or email wills@lorainecounty.us. Also, the information on all the events that are going on are on lorainecounty.com. Okay, we've got a link in there into the main, website that
right.
we're using.
And I'm looking to see, and I don't know if you can speak on, there's a job search marathon that's mm-hmm. taking place Friday. That's at the college too.
Absolutely. So, a lot of persons that are actually looking for jobs come in and speak with people, understand what it is that they need pretty much have a good chance at getting these jobs. And the amazing thing about everything that we're doing is that it's really through it's a collaborative effort of the Lorain County Growth Partnership. So we have several organizations that came together to make Manufacturing Month and, the exposure to, the youth and transitional workforce to manufacturing and what's going on here in Lorain County.
Some people might be better fits for some jobs, some careers than others. Are there any particular traits or education levels or skills that would help people who might be interested in this? Any kind of like base level?
Certainly. Definitely math and science is going to be key in today's advanced manufacturing world. The way manufacturing is moving, it's dealing with a lot of advanced technology. So, you having a strong background in those areas will definitely help you out with today's manufacturing jobs. And, Bill, being a teacher, could speak further about that as well.
Yeah, besides the mathematics, which is good, and we do have also programs to kind of brush up on math skills, there's also problem solving. A lot of stuff... that comes to us, it's three-dimensional. You've got to kind of have a sense of what it's going to look like. And also when things don't go right, kind of sense of, where to look, where to start. We have in this county three major areas that are really hurting for employees, and that is welding. Both welding in terms of repair and welding in terms of manufacturing, but also maintenance and CNC programming. CNC, again, we said it was computer numerical controls. But the maintaining the equipment is really, we need more maintenance folks because when that machine breaks, you're down and you've got those parts that need to come out. You've got timelines to meet and so on. So we need people who can think about, and can fix these machines. So they have electrical skills, they have kind of hard material kind of skills, things, how things fit together, what it takes to repair it, and, can get in there and get it up and running as quick as possible.
Many times when we sort of just think of manufacturing, we think of it as a male-dominated area. What is the women in manufacturing? What's the status of that?
Well, they're doing everything that, the guys are doing, and we also have roles for quality assurance in manufacturing, making sure that things are coming out right and, you know, haven't gone off the tolerance levels. We also have the need for people in other areas of manufacturing, for example, in the back office, for IT, for networking, for you know, the accounts payable, accounts receivable. We have all kinds of roles in manufacturing, and you know, somebody who might be an IT person may not be thinking about doing it in a manufacturing environment. But manufacturing is worldwide. We're shipping parts all around the world. We're getting resources in from, natural resources in from all around the world. And, you know, making sure that computer equipment is working and the network is running is critical, too.
It's amazing when sometimes you'll hear the word world headquarters and mention for something in Lorain County, right? And you just think, really, the entire world
exactly
comes to this one spot? And it's you know, yeah. There's pride in that. And it's also just sort of, it's amazing how worldwide something can be that's even so local, too.
And there are over 400 small, medium, and large manufacturing companies located with headquarters here in Lorain County. And, you know, people don't realize that Ohio is actually fourth in manufacturing in the U.S. behind California, Texas, and Indiana. Don't know how Indiana got ahead, except that they're positioned for Chicago, for Detroit, for Ohio, for, you know, other states. But you know, we're fourth in this country in manufacturing.
Yeah. Location, I think, has a lot to do with it.
Yep.
Who
Absolutely.
You're between, also with the lake and the mm-hmm. You know, the transportation, be able to get those goods to those other locations as well, too.
Exactly, and there are so many manufacturing centers around, from Chicago and Detroit and Pittsburgh, and you know, as well as Cleveland and so on. So Northeast Ohio has always been a manufacturing center, and they need parts. You know, I mean, it's not just, you know, putting the truck together. Where do you get those parts from? Well, it's a small manufacturer that is supplying those parts, mm-hmm. and we need them.
Yeah, all those little pieces, parts come from somewhere else, not
yes.
all from the same place.
Right.
And it's interesting. We talked to some folks in manufacturing, and they talked about how, you know, they take pride, or they'll go look at a vehicle and they'll see a small part that they know that they had a part in actually in creating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really an important part of that. So it's interesting. All the areas of manufacturing that are available. Again, if people want to find out more about the Manufacturing Month at LorainCounty.com, I know you do have a link there as well. And I'm sure over at Lorain County Community College, there's a lot of things on that website as
yes.
well for the college.
Mm-hmm.
Too.
And especially with the / Manufacturing Month to register for Techno Friday this Friday. We still have lots of spots open.
I'm amazed still at that manufacturing thing. They took it on a road. I think you have isn't there a small a trailer or something, that manufacturing thing you take out occasionally?
We've had that in the past, yeah.
I've seen that display. It's amazing, mm-hmm. all the detailed work that somebody can do with it. And the fact that the community also has access to this too, right?
Exactly. And people may not know that our fab lab, our fabrication lab, is open to the public. So it's only open a couple days a week, but it is open, and they can stop by at Lorain County Community College in the North Advanced Technology Center to get more information
right.
on that.
Not only manufacturing, but there's artists that are involved in that,
there are
too.
Artists.
There's,
mm-hmm.
there's some sort of a craft a different aspect of it. It's kind of manufacturing and art that kind of comes together as well. Again, the Techno Friday is this Friday at Lorain County Community College. Our guest today, William Hersig, and also we had with us this morning Christopher Smith joining us from the Lorain County Community Development. Thanks for stopping in, both of you. Appreciate your time
this
morning.
Thank you for having us.
We continue to spotlight Manufacturing Month here on WEOL.